doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. Today I have Simon Ritt joining me. I'd like to say co-host Simon Ritt. And also joining us is our good pal, Bootleg Dan, to the right of me.
Yeah.
We're going to rock out, right, brother?
Yeah, rock out.
All right. On the way in, I was listening to one of my favorite local bands, Moto. And, I think I'll start with the Moto block while I'm figuring out what else is going to go on the show. And if you'd like to call in, 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm here till about 3. And here you go, some Masters of the Obvious.
One, two, three, well, I puke, gosh dang, please get me a drink. I want to know everything you know. I stink, I stuck, hit me with a truck. I want to know everything you know. There's a gray cloud overhead telling us that we will all be dead. I die, hit me in the eye. I want to know everything you know. I swear, I curse, hit me with a hearse. I want to know. There's a green cloud overhead telling us that we will all be dead. I puke, I stink, please give me a drink. I wanna know everything you know. I swear to God, I'm so fucking out. I wanna know everything you know. There's a green cloud overhead telling us that we will all be dead. Dead. Dead.
When you're down and feeling down, when your heart is on the ground, when your mouth can't make no sound, well, that's the time for rock. When you feel they're gonna drive you nuts.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Ha! And that's not the right song.
We know our God can beat up everyone. lives that you invented. Cause you're all going to hell just for having them. That's not enough. The world is ours to use. Just watch us light the fuse. We start the Third World War just to prove we're tough. 'Cause we're America. But that's not enough.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And you know what? I got some screwy stuff going on at the moment. Hey, tell us about D-Generation. I'll get a CD.
All right. Okay, I was, this is Bootleg Dan. I was in New York on Sunday night for one of the most moving shows I have seen in a long time. I don't know if you know who Jesse Malin is, but Jesse Malin was in a band called D-Generation in probably the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. I never saw him. I really didn't know much about Jesse, to be honest with you, but I knew what he had gone through. I'll give you a brief. He was at a restaurant in New York City, and he was paralyzed. He had a stroke in his back that paralyzed him from the waist down. And this was almost 2 years ago, and he went through stem cell research therapy in South America for 8 months. He had all kinds of different kinds of therapy and stuff. And
hey, man, this is a happy show.
Hey, I'm just telling you what's going
I'm joking
on.
With it.
So what had happened, they had this big benefit, two nights for him at the Beacon Theater on Sunday night and Monday. And I was down there Sunday night with Cindy Dawson and Henry Seitz and her friend Jackie and myself. And the guest list of people that played with him that night: Elvis Costello, Lucinda Williams, Ricky Lee Jones, the lead singer from the...
Who?
County Crows.
County Crows. Thank you, Simon.
Am I on? Can I hear myself?
Maybe.
So the County Crows. And...
That one's not working. Keep talking, guys. Talk to each other.
All right. So anyway, it was very moving. Jesse basically was sitting down for most of the show, but every once in a while he would stand up, and, you know, stand at the microphone and sing. And it was very moving. I've never met Jesse before, but the people I was with knew him, had met him, and.
I like this one, yeah. Play this. Well, I'm trying to fix this. It's the New York Dolls on 91.5. And we have something right here. You're going to do something that you'll save the day with some live. You'll have live acoustic coming up. This is the Crash Course of the Ravens. Show, kind of.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford. And guys, 91.5 WMFO, a crash course for the ravers, with Bootleg Dan's bootleg of New York Dolls. What show was that, Dan?
Good question. I don't know.
You don't know what year or anything?
It's on the CD.
Early 70s?
I'm guessing, yeah.
It has to be, right?
The early 70s, yeah.
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 Great stuff. I've never heard that one before, this bootleg, and I love that song.
Okay, all right.
Like, yeah. That one should have been done in the studio. One of the best songs.
It's funny because that song sounds a lot like an unreleased Johnny Thunder song.
He probably wrote it.
That was given to us back when we were still in the Daughters or Two Saints or whenever it was that we ended up recording. Same chord progression called Are You Living that we did as a single.
Oh, I know what you mean. I mean, I might even have a version of that somewhere.
You should.
I've heard it.
Really collectible.
Are You Living?
Brian is typing away.
Are you living with Johnny Thunders? Sticks and Stones, the lost album. Got it right here, Simon.
You have the Two Saints version?
No, I have Johnny Thunders doing it.
Johnny Thunders, yeah.
Would you like to hear that one?
Go for it.
All right. Was there anything else you needed to say, Dan?
No. Hey, let Simon jump in. He's got more history with the Dolls than I do.
And we'll get. Did we play D-Generation?
We did play D-Generation.
I was busy banging my head underneath the console. What exactly happened? Great show.
It was a great show. Very very moving. Like I said, he probably did a whole hour, and he had a killer band playing with him too.
What was the venue?
At the Beacon Theater.
Nice.
On the Upper West Side, up on 75th and Broadway.
Very cool. I got to get down there again. I love New York. You set me loose on New York. It's like a little kid in Disneyland. I love it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another man who lived, breathed, wrote in New York and jammed a mean guitar. This is Johnny Thunders. Are You Living? Or are you not? I might have to start that over.
Yeah, shit, it's,
Oh, no. Well, good.
No. I'm not even gonna try.
by the way, any of you kids that like this stuff, I'm doing another show at the Pipeline tonight. I'm sure at the Pipeline. Tonight, after this. And about, where is it? Dean Street. So all you kids into heavy folk music. Good night, thank you.
Of the seven, it's the end of the walking down in the street. He jumped and he knocked her off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. And then I knew it was the end of her.